your own personal handyman. This is the Fix-It Show with Tom Faenza on 620 WTMJ.
So how concerned should Brewers fans be about the team's pitching woes in the early season? Justin Garcia has that discussion. Wisconsin Sports Weekend tomorrow at 12:15. 728 at 620 WTMJ. We've got 42 degrees on this side of town. Mr. Faenza has a question, though.
What I see commonly with concrete and asphalt as you approach a garage in residential construction, a lot of times that asphalt will be dropped down at the lip of the garage slab because it's settled, because the soil underneath settled. Is there a fix for that with asphalt?
There is. I would say when you're replacing your driveway, probably the most important thing you can do to help prevent that is make sure that soil's compacted really good along that edge. That's usually why that happens, is the contractor that comes in, they might take a big roller and roll a gravel base on the rest of the driveway, and they forget that section or don't want to damage that concrete slab, so they stay away from it. That's where you get your settling. But once it happens, there are some ways you can fix it. Brad comes across that quite a bit.
A lot of it will depend on if you have a little bit of concrete hanging out. You can do some infrared repairs to fix that. But if your vinyl siding and wood siding is too close to the pavement, then the best option is to saw cut that area out and just replace it.
And when Brad mentioned infrared repairs, that's what you were talking about with reheating the asphalt. So you can put a heater over that asphalt, reheat it, soften it up, add some more material to it, and then blend it all back together.